It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Greetings and salutations. And welcome to our show. So glad you could join us. On today's program, our guest is Dr. Michael Critchman, who's the Medical Director of Sexual Medicine at Hogue Hospital and the Executive Director of the Southern California Center for Sexual Health and Survivorship Medicine in Newport Beach. He was also the Co-Director of Sexual Medicine at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City and has a very long resume. Welcome, Dr. Critchman.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
The pleasure is all ours. Women, menopause, kind of a painful subject, perhaps, but you're here to make it all better, or at least to help us make sense out of it, right?
Well, I think you really, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I think there's a lot of misperceptions and misunderstandings about menopause. You know, the literature does support the fact that women really have a lot of serious medical concerns. They have a lot of complaints. And by and large, they get unaddressed. So, you know, it's really quite important to, you know, break down the barriers in terms of communication and really allow women a forum to kind of talk about these really sensitive issues.
Because if you haven't read the literature and you're a man, you could tend to think, hey, it's all in her head, right?
100%. And, you know, I hear that almost daily. And it's, it's very frustrating because, you know, certainly as the hormones stop functioning and as women become more into the menopausal transition where they're not having any periods, there's a lot of serious medical issues that are quite concerning. You know, I always tell men that if they really want to know what a hot flash is, get dressed up in a parka and go sit in the sauna for about, that's set at 400 degrees. You know, it's not just I'm feeling a little bit warm. Women
right.
who suffer from some of the side effects are, they're really, you know, severe and debilitating. They impact quality of life. They impact daily functioning.
Sure.
And they really shouldn't be minimized. So, again, there's a lot of things that we certainly can do to help women.
I was going to say, and also that's the physical side, but mentally, you know, if you think, oh man, I may not do that because what if I have a hot flash in the middle of it, or what if I feel this way? I mean, it sort of stops you from living your normal life.
100%. And, you know, one thing that I learned is that we need to practice individualized medical care. And what I really mean by that is that everyone's individual experience of the menopause is special and unique.
Mm-hmm.
And can certainly impact quality of life. So it's not necessarily quantity of hot flashes. You can have one severe debilitating hot flash a day, but your whole life is debilitated because you're functioning in anticipation of that hot flash.
Right.
So
dread
I think it's important to kind of put things into appropriate perspective.
Sure.
There are safe, effective treatments, and it's not only we need to give everything else a fair share when it comes to the menopause. It's not only about hot flashes. There's a variety of other health concerns that certainly are not addressed as well, and I think it's important to recognize that these certainly need to be addressed as well.
Let's talk about some of those common symptoms and maybe some of the uncommon symptoms.
Well, I think, you know, when I talk about the menopause, I really want to talk about what I call menopausal syndrome. Menopausal syndrome really kind of gives you a better picture that it's a variety or a constellation of symptoms that can happen in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is, and I really think, and I was involved in a lot of studies in terms of sexual health and satisfaction, there's an associated change in libido, there's an associated change in the vaginal and vulvar health of a woman as she goes through the menopausal transition. We have lowered estrogen. The tissues certainly are responsive to that. Women
mm-hmm.
can have a lot of dryness. They have skin changes, dryness in the skin, dryness in the vagina. And these are quite concerning. They have a lot of impact on overall functioning and overall quality of life. I was recently involved in a survey. It's called Reveal Survey, and it was it really showed that women are suffering in silence, that they certainly recognize that hot flashes are associated with the menopause, but they don't recognize that vaginal dryness or painful intercourse or urinary incontinence or other changes can be also attributed to the menopausal transition. So it's important to kind of frame things in context.
A big part of your job is really helping women enjoy full and healthy sexual lives despite the many changes their bodies are going through. How do you begin to address those challenges?
Well, you know, I think the first thing, the first rule that I practice is when you do a history, the most important person that needs to be talking is the patient. And we
right.
see from the literature that, you know, the average provider interrupts a patient with rapid succession of questions
mm-hmm.
Within about 10 or 15 seconds from the time they start. So the number one tool that I practice is I ask open-ended questions and I allow the patients to certainly talk. And
mm-hmm.
if I think it's really important to listen and use effective communication skills, kind of like silence. I think that's a very important issue that we don't we underutilize during the medical evaluation. And we really, you know, the literature doesn't support the fact that it's going to take too much time. It's going to add a whole lot of stuff. It certainly is not going to impact the flow of your practice. So, you know, and again, I think the concept of, like, cookbook medicine, that one recipe will work for every woman is falling by the wayside. I think the concept of individualized care is very important. I really practice that wholeheartedly. I think it's quite important. And I always say, I will give you ingredients, and mm-hmm. women have to make their own specific recipe that will
okay.
work for them.
That's reasonable and refreshing. Now, is loss of libido an actual medical condition?
Yes. Loss of libido, otherwise known as HSDD, or hypoactive sexual desire disorder, is certainly a troublesome issue, very common in the premenopause and postmenopause, where you have a loss of sexual interest, sexual fantasies, et cetera, and it causes personal distress, and that's the important issue, that a woman is troubled by this, and it's impacting her overall quality of life. So it's important to understand the context of this as well.
Sure.
So if a person is not bothered or is really coming in for therapy because her partner wants her to get therapy, but she's okay with the fact, then really we need to discern where the problem actually lies. Is it
sure.
with the patient, or is it with the partner?
Mm-hmm. And
so
do you
often, you know, a mixed, complicated evaluation, but,
yeah.
you know, we're now seeing that there's hope and promise for a lot of things that can help women who are actually very distressed. And I use that word really, I think it's quite important,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, people are really suffering in silence
yeah.
about sexual health concerns, menopausal changes as well.
Do you treat couples if you find that the problem is with the partner?
Yes, certainly. And one of the interesting things is not only am I an OBGYN and a medical doctor, but I'm also a certified sexual counselor. So part of my job is really teasing out the issues. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's really important that to understand that nothing happens in a vacuum. And assessing and evaluation and working with the couple in general is quite essential to the overall health. We now know that if we treat one partner and ignore the other, we're not going to get as good of as a result as if we treat both.
Right. Now,
I certainly recognize that.
Sexual medicine is relatively new but a fast-growing discipline. And what are some of the rewards that you can experience in helping people with difficulty in that area of their lives?
Well, I always say I practice happy medicine because important to understand that very often these couples are really complaining of a loss. They're really missing something. And, mm-hmm. you know, I focus on chronic medical disease, whether it was with my work at Sloan Kettering or here in Orange County, about cancer, breast cancer patients who really will tell you a loss. And it's quite, they're quite troubled and sad about the missing of the intimacy. So it's not only about the act per se, it's really about the intimacy and the connection. And I think it's very important to recognize this.
Yes, today we've been talking with, sorry to stop you, but we're out of time. We've been talking with the innovative and wonderful Dr. Michael Critchman. And I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. There's much, much more ahead. Thanks for listening.